You're listening to Prime Cut on SB Nation Radio with Sean Salisbury and Steve Buhnen.
Steve Buhnen,
Sean Salisbury.
This is kind of like an Axl F vibe to it. Beverly Hills Cop, underrated gem.
You expect Eddie Murphy to come out and say something right now?
Well, you, him, you look alike. All right, Steve Buhnen, Sean Salisbury, glad you're with us, SB Nation Radio. The show is called Prime Cut, and really happy to bring our next guest on board. He's a guy who had one of the great seasons in I would say, college history in terms of as a pass rusher at Florida State in 1997, third overall pick in the draft that year. And then knee injuries just completely derailed his career. And what he's done with his life since football ended is part of the great story. So we're glad to welcome onto the show Andre Wadsworth. Andre, this is Steve Buhnen along with Sean Salisbury. Welcome to the show. How are you today?
How are you doing? I'm doing good.
Good. Congratulations on the big win by Florida State. Do you watch a lot of Seminoles, or do you not watch even football that much anymore?
Come on.
I don't know. Some guys never watch after they retire.
No. Who doesn't watch when they retire? Who doesn't watch?
I think a lot of guys, they turn the page and they just don't. They don't look back. They move on to something new.
Oh, we all watch our alma mater, though. If we don't watch NFL,
We watch. I might not watch the pros as much, but college is coming of age, and you live and die, do it for the love, and you live and die. That was textbook Florida State last night. So I definitely watch it. Actually, my wife makes fun of me as well as my kids. So, yes, I enjoy watching.
You know, Andre, I said earlier on the show that I may have not, and maybe a lot of us, we hear about Saban and Harbaugh and Urban Meyer. I'm not sure, even though he's got a national title, that we give Jimbo Fisher enough credit, especially offensively and as a team. I don't know if I've ever seen a guy who can take a team that may be struggling and getting pushed around and not playing very well and then go in at halftime and bring him out in the second half better than he's as good as I've ever seen, especially on Saturday, is getting a team to come out of the locker room at halftime and play out of their mind. And then, as Steve stated earlier, they're 7-0 with him as the head coach when they've gone into the locker room trailing at halftime. The guy's spectacular getting his team ready to play.
No, I agree, and I also got to give my hats off to Coach Bowden because he did the exact same thing with adjustments at halftime, especially defensively. And I say the same thing with Jimbo and the defensive staff there. They do a great job of, you know, drawing up something on the dry erase board and figuring this out to see why things are going. I prefer that we didn't have to do that, but I know people come ready and prepared to, you know, to want to take us down, especially we're usually ranked pretty high, and it'll be a big upset or a big win for the program. So I can understand why people are ready. I just can't figure out why we can't get it all the time done right the first time, but it makes for a good TV.
Made for a hell of a game, that's for sure.
Andre Wadsworth joining us here, SB Nation Radio. And, you know, you can speak to another big story in the NFL these days, which was the Joey Bosa holdout. Because if I'm not mistaken, you had a holdout that lasted right up until the season opener, basically, before you came to terms with the Cardinals. And I'm wondering what advice you would give Bosa about what toll that takes on you as a rookie.
Well, you got to be true to your convictions, and I can't, you know, like I said, I can't make, everything, you know, because there's so many things underlying that's going into that. So you can't really say, hey, go ahead and do this, because you don't know what was promised to them or what the conversations were, because my situation was, you know, I was told one week and something told the next week, and it totally changed. And so that was the difference between, you know, what was going on. So I would just say, as long as he's true to his convictions and he's ready to sit out and really have played late, you know, counted the cost, then stick to his guns. But if he's just not, he thinks this is a game, it's not a game. It's business, and it's part of his NFL career, and he better stick to him. This is not something to be playing around with.
Now that he's in camp and already a little bit stiff and tight, meaning Joey Bosa season starts this week. Very few guys have great rookie seasons holding out for 3 weeks or so or longer. Can we expect him to have a great rookie year with that much holdout and the adjustment to NFL football?
You know, like you said, the numbers don't go against, you know, the numbers go against them. So they're not in the favor of them. It's all about timing, and, you know, everything has to be, you know, second nature. And that's how it is defensively. You know, if you're thinking about the play, you've already are two steps slow. If you're not thinking about the play, you're right where you need to be. So I'm assuming that he hasn't got all his fits and all those things that in place to really make an impact. But, you know, you can never underestimate anybody. Maybe he has been, you know, going through fits and schemes and just don't know about it. But it doesn't look – like I said, history doesn't go well for him.
Andre Wadsworth joining us here, former Florida State All-America, number three overall pick by the Arizona Cardinals in the 97 draft. And then knee injuries really derailed your career. You had multiple surgeries, including microfracture. But you were able to turn that. Now, some guys, you know, that turns them into a spiral of depression and a life that's not quite productive. And you instead turned towards the Bible and have turned out a life that has helped and touched so many people. How did you take the frustration of your NFL career and turn it into a life?
Well, I had a good foundation, man. To be honest, I had a great foundation with the coaches there, Coach Bowden, Coach Amato, Coach Gladden, just great coaches. And also that, you know, I had a great coaches in high school. You know, Octavia De La Grana, who works for the Miami Heat right now, and then Jim Arnold, which was my football coach, and Scott Doan, which is my basketball coach, and then also, you know, ultimately the foundationally my dad. He's passed now, but they were just great role models, and I felt like I had a good early jump start on what was important in life, and I'm not saying that arrogantly, but I felt like I knew who I was when I got to college. I knew what was important to me at that time, and I had a good foundation. Don't get me wrong. In my mind, I thought that I was going to play for 15 years, and I thought I was going to go not only to Pro Bowls but to the Hall of Fame. And I say that humbly but honestly at the same time, because I felt like the game was getting easier and easier, and especially when you're going against guys in practice such as Trey Thomas, Walter Jones, and doing very well against them. And when I look back and, you know, going a couple years ago, Walter Jones going to the Hall of Fame and another guy, Derek Brooks, going to the Hall of Fame, is like, man, if a guy can stay healthy and can amount to a decent career, there was a good shot. So, you know, there's a lot of times that I do think about it and I do dream about it and wish, you know, it was different. But, you know, I wasn't as fortunate to stay healthy. And I have no regrets. No regrets, because I still don't drink. I still don't smoke. And I went to bed when I went to bed early, and I worked out. I worked my behind off, and I took care of myself. It's just couldn't stay healthy.
Yeah, it happens. It's a physical game. Speaking of physical, those Arizona Cardinals are pretty physical. We got about 40 seconds, less than that, 30. Can they rebound and be a Super Bowl team again after that playoff loss?
Oh, yeah. You know, I think they can. It's all up to Carson Palmer to me. I think they have a running game. They have good receivers. Their defense is good. I think they can. If Carson stays healthy and he's ready to go, I believe they can be definitely a contender in the West.
Andre Wadsworth, thank you so much for your time here on SB Nation Radio. On behalf of all the people whose lives you've touched post-football, we thank you for that and continued success in the community. And we'd love to have you back if you'll have the time.
Oh, definitely. Thanks for having me.
Thanks, Andre.
Andre Wadsworth joining us. Thanks to Progressive Insurance, comparing rates to help you save. Now that's Progressive. And, you know, you and him have something in common. I didn't know this till just researching for this interview. I know that you were the sixth quarterback in camp for the Seahawks when you got there as an undrafted free agent. He was not recruited as a football player at all. He walked on to Florida State and was sixth on the D-line chart. By the season opener, he was playing. By his junior year, he was the best defensive player in the country.
And picked third in the draft. Not a bad run by him.
But, I mean, it's just, you know, when you got to overcome.
A little preparation, hard work, brother.
Yep. Coming up.
And some luck.
Yeah. Told you about the parents with the baby and the cocaine. They may not be the worst people in our show today.